USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds of illegal immigrants are continuing to be transported from Texas on buses to New York City and Washington, D.C. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has accused Texas of forcing illegal immigrants onto buses, but appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott pushes back on these baseless allegations.
Before the migrants get on the buses, they sign a form agreeing to get on the bus. And on that form, it has the pre-identified destination. They actually get to choose, do they want to go to the capital of the United States of America, or do they want to go to New York City?
A pro-life bill is progressing in South Carolina. The House Judiciary Committee approved the measure on Tuesday ahead of lawmakers returning to session on August 30th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says he would consider testifying before the January 6th Democratic-led House Committee.
Any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as Vice President.
The former VP making that comment in response to a question during a breakfast event in New Hampshire. Pence noted he would have to be asked to testify. A group that makes its money off abortions is planning to be more engaged in the 2022 midterm elections. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Planned Parenthood, the nation's leading health care and abortion provider, plans to spend a record $50 million ahead of November's midterm elections, pouring money into contests where access to abortions will be on the ballot. The group's previous election advertising buy was $45 million back in 2020.
All's quiet in Washington, D.C., with the House and Senate not in session. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Following President Joe Biden's signing of the Inflation Reduction Act, South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace tells Fox Business what she estimates the realistic timeline for lower inflation will be.
Biden pinky promises that he's going to reduce inflation with the Inflation Reduction Act. The truth is inflation will be affected by 0.25%, a quarter of a point, in about 7 or 8 years. And so it is not going to have an immediate impact. This is all about November and trying to get some momentum.
Democrats without proof believe the bill would help cut greenhouse gas emissions up to 40% from 2005 levels by 2030. A judge is agreeing with a former governor.
A judge sided with former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday in his dispute with a now-defunct state ethics commission. It ordered him to give up $5 million he was paid to write a book about his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic. Cuomo acknowledged state employees helped with tasks, including editing the manuscript. However, he said those employees did that work voluntarily during their personal time. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
More human remains have turned up at Lake Mead as the water level in the nation's biggest reservoir keeps dropping. The skeletal remains were found Monday night after National Park Service rangers responded to a report from the swim beach area. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.